So it's going to be a wreck.
Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air. Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Oh, here, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
So I'm like 95% sure that that the microphone picked up you saying this is going to be a wreck right before we came on the air.
Well, you know, I mean, we put it out on Facebook Live before we even started.
Yeah, that literally I do show prep, and show prep for me is like a notebook page with like five things written on it. Like, hey, if you need something to talk about, pick one of these. And I did not do that today. So I have no show prep.
All my show prep was sending you a picture of some dude high on crack.
Yes. No, that was a video. He needs some milk.
Get that boy some milk.
He needs some milk. And but did that video at least cheer you up from your crappy weekend?
My weekend wasn't crappy, per se. It's been long. I have friends of mine from college in town.
Yeah.
Which is always good to see them. I haven't seen them in like 2 or 3 years.
Are we going to talk about it or no?
Yeah, we can talk about it. All right. So my friends from college.
You don't have
college,
to talk about it
we're
if
good.
You don't want to talk about
it's
it.
It's cathartic. It's good.
It's cathartic. Okay.
So my friends from college, I've known, and I'm damn near family. Like, I'm not related, but I feel like I'm blood to them. They are.
Tell them why you're like blood to them.
No, but I've known them way longer. But,
oh, you knew them before. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We can go full on down the rabbit's hole and make this really creepy, but we won't.
No.
They are Satan's cousins.
So Satan is the girl that Haas dated for how many years?
3.5 years.
Were you ever engaged, or did you take the ring back before you gave it to her and bought the car?
I took it back and bought the car before.
Okay.
I don't think she knew that I was shopping for one, but she didn't know that I had bought one.
Yeah. So I don't even know her name. I don't want to know her name. Okay. I just like to refer to her as Satan.
It's accurate.
But like over the weekend, I got a text from Haas, and he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm having a bad day. Or something. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, Satan's engaged.
Yeah. 30 minutes into the stay there. I forget how it came up. And all of a sudden someone's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Amy's engaged. And I was like, ah.
But.
And here's the thing. Like, and we've talked about it ad nauseum this weekend. Because it just, you know, it has. Like, I've had 3 years away from her with all my friends, but I haven't really seen them in a while. So there's a lot of times where we haven't really talked through exactly what happened.
And then when you see like old people you used to hang around with, it becomes nostalgia. You feel like somebody's missing.
And like, and they say the same thing, like you dodged a bullet. And I know I did. Like, I'm totally in a better place, but it's still like that punch in the gut. Like, ugh.
But why,
I just didn't need to know.
Why do you think it bothers you? Because she wasn't like the one that got away. Like, she was crazy.
Well,
and you should be glad that you've
I think
gotten
she's,
away.
Honestly, I think she's a bit of both for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I feel that way.
But
I think everyone has that one person that even though you know they are completely toxic for you, there's something about them that is entirely captivating. And that was her for me.
Ugh.
Like, more, I think more so than anyone I've dated, like, she's the one because... Like, it got as serious as it did. And I've never been one to date a lot. I just don't.
Yeah.
So when I invest, it becomes really real.
Right.
And I think because I was in the process of, like, I was going to sell a house. I was looking for a new job. I was going to relocate my life to New York.
Right.
And thankfully, thank God I didn't. But I think that's why it was just like, it's one of those things where, like, all right, fine. We're apart. It's for the better for both of us. But you kind of want to, like... You want to get to the next checkpoint in life before the other person?
That's what I was going to ask you, if that's what's bothering you.
And it's not necessarily that I want to be married right now.
You just don't want her to be married and you not be married.
Sort of, yeah, but no. Like, the weird thing for me was when we dated, I had an ultimatum of you will marry me before I'm 30.
From her?
From her.
Okay.
Which obviously didn't happen. And again, like, it's not like I'm rushing to, like, be married, but it's kind of like in any, be it business venture or personal relationship or whatever, like, when it separates, you want to progress faster
yeah.
than the person that you've left. And I think that's kind of where it's at. Like, I'm not longing to get back together with her. Like,
right.
And we talked about that over the week. And, like, I think as you move away from something bad, you tend to romanticize it.
Yes, 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 yes.
But it was... when things were good, they were just good. But when things were bad, they were terrible.
Yeah.
Awful. I openly say that, like, when we were together, we only did two things well, and they both started with the letter F.
Finger painting?
Correct. That's one. And fighting.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was just like, and let the weekend start. Like, I think I immediately, like, I didn't even say anything to them. I just went straight to the fridge, opened up my freezer, pulled out a bottle of vodka, and just started, like, drinking from the bottle.
How you doing? I'm good.
I was like, let's go get something to eat, or I'm going to get drunk real quick.
Well, you know.
But it's been a fun trip. Like, we've done a lot of cool stuff, and it's the son who's with my buddy is actually named after me, which is cool. And it's very odd to see, like, I haven't spent a lot of time around him, obviously, because they live in Florida.
But him growing up,
he is mini me. It's really creepy.
Do you think that like a lot of her family like thought you guys were going to get married? Is that why they're naming kids after you in that family
no,
and stuff?
No, because he was born... I mean, he's getting ready to go to college.
Okay.
So he was born well before we ever got together.
Oh, yeah. There's some rabbit hole I don't know about.
Yeah. I've known Satan since Satan was 10 years old.
Okay. Now, you don't have to still bump into her, right? She doesn't live around here.
No, she's in New York.
Are you guys friends on Facebook?
No, I unfriended her shortly after the breakup, and then I haven't paid attention until, like... 4 months ago when for some unknown reason I went to pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
no, we're not. And I don't keep tabs on her just because it would drive me nuts, which is weird because she's really the only one of my ex-girlfriends that I don't keep in touch with.
Yeah. I think I keep in touch with all of mine, but none of mine had like a crazy dramatic. I don't think anybody was ever like.
It's hands down the worst breakup I've ever had. Like the actual breakup and the fallout therefrom.
Yeah.
Because like one of my very good friends is my high school sweetheart. And the one that I probably would say, aside from Satan, is the one that got away.
Right.
And then I'm cordial with a lot of my other exes, but I haven't spoken to or anything in 3.5 years to Satan.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm friends with all my ex-boyfriends on Facebook, but I don't think, you know, you talked about, like, Satan, you were, like, captivated by her. Like, there was almost some, I don't think
it was. It really was like a magic spell, and I don't get it. Because even, like, as you're going through it, you know it's bad. You know you're being treated like crap, right. And you don't care.
I don't think anybody's ever been, like, captivated by me. So, I never had anybody, like...
Yeah, I was totally under a spell.
Go,
I completely
like, crazy
enchanted.
Crazy stalker, like, after we broke up. It was like, peace out, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't even, like, knew what boys were, you know, for until, like, my junior year of high school.
I was the same way.
Like,
I mean,
all the
honest,
other girls were way ahead of me. They were, like, making out with boys, and I was still, like, pull my finger, you know, so...
I was really the same way, because I was so into sports, and
right.
I didn't... I went on a couple of dates my sophomore year, but they didn't succeed because I was so like, pull my finger. when I started dating was my into my junior year, and that's...
All right, well, I'm glad that we talked about Satan. We got her out of the way, and we now have nothing to talk about the next break, so it will be a surprise. We'll be right back.
Sweet.
It's the Kelly Mano Show. It's big old scourge of swerve, all up in the curve, and nigga been sipping on the hit, singing the gin again, the sin again, we in the wind, doing the hundred while I puff on the block, I wrote another one up, we live it like we ain't doing the fuck, I got a run up at my right hand.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s. Is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Which one of you just burped? Who burped?
I don't remember.
I smell
burping.
It. Somebody burped and I can smell it.
All right.
Does have a monster drink? Like a?
No, I have a cherry Coke.
Maybe my dog farted.
I mean, I'll take credit for it, but I don't remember burping.
I don't know. I turned around to talk in the microphone and I ate a burp. it smelled like Monster Energy burp.
That's not me.
Right. So my husband and I are dividing and conquering what is known as... you talked about Satan last break. Let's talk about hell for a minute.
Mm.
Back to school shopping.
Oh, yeah. No bueno.
Do you remember when you were a kid how exciting it was to shop for new school stuff?
No, I hated it.
You hated it?
I hated doing it.
Why would you hate it?
Because I didn't want to have to spend my whole day shopping for school stuff because A, it wasn't fun stuff, and B, it reminded me that summer was almost over.
But, like, there's, like, something really exciting about, like, the newness of a new year and...
The only thing I cared about was I wanted input on what Trapper Keeper I got. Well, outside of that, whatever, man. Pencils are pencils, crayons are crayons.
And, well, now, like, we used to go to the store with just, like, a list of crap. Like, crayons, glue, marker, a couple folders. The kids cannot pick anything anymore. They are told what color folders to get, what color notebooks. It has to be solid color. And then same thing with the crayons. Like, it has to be a certain brand. And I kind of get wanting to have brand name stuff.
Cause, what?
You know, but it's like... Oh, you want me to show you some of their lists? It's like three green folders. Must be three pronged and two pocket each. And I'm like,
all right,
two
pocket
folders or two pocket? And then like you go to the Crayola crayons and they've got like 8-pack, 16-pack, 24-pack. And like you have to get a certain kind. And then you go and then they're all out. And by the time like my ADD kicks in.
Right.
So I'll look at my paper and it's like, okay, last year Libby Lou needed 18 glue sticks.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was a typo. I thought maybe it was 8. And so I texted her teacher. I'm like, does she really need 18? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, go to the store.
Do you have to buy all 18 at once?
Yes. And by the time I would look down at the paper and be like, okay, they need scissors. It has to be Fiskar brand between 5 and 7 on like the sharp scale. And then I look up at the wall of scissors and I already can't remember what I'm supposed to be getting. I'm like, is it 5 to 7? Is it 7 to 5? I can't. So I took the easiest kid the other night, Lucy, and got hers done. And Jimmy's taking Rocky tonight. And we, Rocky gets a locker this year. And so.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
Well, his buddy's mom, they were going locker shopping.
He's going to get a locker shelf?
Yeah. Like the girls now, they put like carpet in their lockers and hang like chandeliers.
So stupid.
So like apparently decorating your locker is a big thing.
It was when we went to school, but that just meant that you put like. Teen Beat pictures in it.
Right. Well, so I sent Rocky to the store with $20 and with his friend to go get locker decorations. He came back with a rubber chicken keychain and a farting dog magnet.
Attaboy.
And that was it. It's like a bulldog farting onto a flower, like the flowers that you blow and they wisp away.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm like, that's all you got? And he's like, well, you got a pen holder too.
There you go. It's like,
pen holder, rubber chicken, farting dog.
I got in trouble in...
I know, right? Where's the rest of my $20?
I got in trouble in 7th grade because I had gone to Six Flags over the summer and got a locker, like back when they made locker posters.
Yes.
And it was a total girly poster.
Oh, that's right. They did make locker posters for a while. Yeah. Oh, it was like a bikini.
It was like a lingerie poster.
Was it Lita Ford?
It was just some random chick. Like, totally could have been the, like, blown out, teased out hair.
Yes. Every, like, teenage basement I was in, the kid dad had, like, a Lita Ford poster in the garage or downstairs.
My first girly poster, well, my first two, and I don't remember what order, were Samantha Fox and Cindy Crawford.
Ooh, so Gary, who did you have up on yours? Who's the lady on Golden Girls? What's her name? Bea Arthur? I mean, Gary's a little bit older than us. Did Bea Arthur make bikini fix?
No. I actually had Samantha Fox, and I also had, as I got a little older, I had Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Wait. If you had Tiffany Amber Thiessen, you were like in your late 20s, early 30s. That's borderline pervert.
I don't know.
Was Samantha Fox, I Want to Have Some Fun.
Yeah.
And then Lita Ford was...
Kiss Me Deadly.
Yes. Oh.
And the duet with
Ozzy Osbourne. Close Your Eyes.
Close My Eyes Forever.
Yes.
Heather Locklear, too.
Oh, Locklear. That's a good one.
You know what? I grew up in the age, like all of us girls, like we had sexy boy posters, but we didn't know any of them.
Been?
It was just like a guy on a bike in like spandex bike shorts, or like it'd be like three guys like hanging out at the beach on the back of a truck, but we didn't know who any of them were.
Because I got to guess, like if you had celebrities, it was probably Zach Morris.
Right, but
JTT.
They didn't. Oh, see, I was a little too old for him, the JTT, but because he was the tailored.
Yeah, Mario Lopez.
Oh, he never, ever attracted me, ever.
No?
No, like he was so, like, I cannot imagine why he is straight. Does he not look like he should be gay? There's nothing.
I think they tried to make him well-rounded in the show, like with all the dancing and stuff.
Yes, they made him a ballerina.
That totally did make him look a little bit on the gay side.
When he does the dance in the red unitard,
yeah, I'm out.
Who did he dance with? He had a part. I think it was Jesse.
Oh, of course it was.
But I've never been attracted to girly guys. Like, yeah. When the metrosexual thing started happening, I was long married by then, but I was like, what the hell is this? Like, the Ryan Seacrest, like, boys, like, frosting their tips.
I did that once.
Did you?
Yeah.
You try everything once.
Yep.
Speaking of which, we didn't even mention that I have purple hair now.
It's cool. I like it.
I have almost... Yeah, I like it. So I went in...
So is your shirt purple, or am I just...
No, my shirt's black.
Okay. Looks a little violet.
No, it might be like the reflection from my hair.
That's what I'm thinking.
So all these crazy colors are in style now, and I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah.
And I wanted my whole head purple. And
I thought from the pictures you posted, I thought you did get your entire head.
It's amazing how fast it's washing out.
Yeah.
But she gave me purple, so I can repurple at any time, which I'll probably do here in a couple of days. I wanted my whole head purple, and she's like, I don't want to put bleach on your scalp, because in order to go from brown to anything like this, you have to bleach it first. Yeah. She's like, I don't want your hair falling out. I don't want, you know. And I went back and forth because I was going to do it earlier in the summer. And then I was like, no, like, I'm a mom. I got three kids. And then, like, I just saw, like, all my friends, like, Jen Myers from Y98 just had to shave her head because she has cancer. And I saw another friend who was just diagnosed in the wedding business with, like, stage 4, like, neuroblastoma. And I'm like, you know what? I can dye my hair. Like, live life while you can.
I agree.
Have fun. And then it was actually kind of cool because after I dyed my hair, like, I did have this fleeting moment of, my kids are going to a new school this year. Right. I'm like, God, what if the parents think I'm like a big burnout, you know?
Oh, whatever.
But then,
it's so normal now.
I guess so, because then, like, I was insecure about it until I had to teach it to my kids. Because Lucy said, what if the new moms don't want to be your friend because you have purple hair?
Oh,
and I was like, well.
Not the reaction I expected from that child, by the way.
Right. And I said, well, first of all, she loved my hair.
I was going to say.
This was like, she wants hers purple now.
Yeah.
She's throwing a fit.
I can't imagine that you got more than 3 steps in the door before Lucy lost her mind and was like,
she could not believe it. And then she's going through her cabinet trying to, like, find the purple, you know?
Yeah.
And but she's like, so what if the other moms don't want to be your friend because you have purple hair? And I was like, well, those are the people I probably don't want to be friends with anyway.
Boy, we sure need the soundbite from Half Baked right now, because that's what you say to those.
Yes. I'm like, we call those lame people. And
correct.
If, you know, and I'm like, it's just like not wanting to be somebody's friend because of any other reasons, you know. Yeah. It doesn't just, you know. And so anyway, I was insecure about it until I had to explain it to Lucy.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know what? I, you know, it's fine. But people at new school, I'm not a burnout.
So yeah. No one's going to think you're a burnout. It's so socially acceptable now.
I guess so.
I was at, where was I on Friday? Where I saw a girl come in with, like, pink, like the color of your computer pink hair.
Yes.
Like, hot pink hair. And I was like, wow, that's kind of attractive.
Yeah, like, I went back, and Jimmy actually loves it. Like, I,
really?
Like,
it's really
I figured
good looking.
He would hate anything.
Really?
Like, yes. Like, I waited and waited to do it because he doesn't like trendy stuff. And, you know, so I was like, well, I'll just do it for a couple of weeks. But he really likes it, and I like it. It's just, it's really hard to keep up because
I could imagine.
This funky color will look like barf in about a week. And so, like, it looks really cool when you do it, but then every time you, like, wash it, dry it, you know, stuff like that.
Does it fade?
Yes. When I'm in the shower, it's like purple rain. Purple
taking
rain.
A shower in Kool-Aid.
Yes, it all comes like flying down. How many minutes are we into this break? Because I have something I want to talk about, but
let's do it.
Okay, so
we're our own bosses.
I missed something on TV on Saturday night.
Okay,
which is a whole other conversation. I'm going to start playing this for you. A guy jumped out of an airplane with no parachute and landed on a net the size of a football field.
What? From how far?
25,000 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
He's like a veteran skydiver. And so here's, you know, part one of this that we can talk about in a minute is that nobody watches the same TV anymore. And that sucks. Like, I hate when people are like, hey, have you seen such and such? And I'm like, no. Because now that we have Netflix and Hulu and, like, all this other stuff,
people store it up and watch.
And so, like, there's just so many shows now that not only do we not all watch the same stuff, but we don't all know, like, the same actors. And so, yeah, this guy jumps out of a plane. Gary, did you happen to see this?
Yeah.
Were you
watching?
Was
this one of those Red Bull things?
It was sponsored by somebody. And so, dude jumps out of here. I'll show you kind of, like, the ending. And we will so he free falls.
25,000 feet.
Yep. And, here's towards. So, now, here's the thing. You know, obviously, he practiced this a couple times with a parachute. And I guess up in the air like that, you kind of know how to steer yourself.
Yeah.
But things do go wrong. Like,
a lot.
All the time. So he had his daughter, his 4-year-old daughter, and his wife were there watching. So at what point do you draw the line of like irresponsible parenting of like,
I don't think I would have brought my kid.
You know, and you see these a lot with these kids doing like these dirt bike stunts and stuff, and their moms are in the audience and their kids. Like, at what point is it not okay to have your kids watch you do stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I think Evel Knievel used to bring his kid, right?
Right. And one of the, didn't his dad die? One of the Evels died.
Yeah.
We'll post
that's
this.
Nuts.
We'll post this at kellymano.com. It's Luke Akins, I guess is his name. He jumped from 25,000 feet. I guess he was in like Nevada. It looks like he's in like the desert because everything is brown except for like they painted under his net like bright green so he could see it.
So how high off the ground was the net?
It looks pretty far up because he hits it and like swooshes down in it and then they have to lower him to the ground.
Because my first thought was he's going to bounce really high, but he doesn't. It just kind of like...
It kind of collapsed like, around him.
Yeah, it kind of like cradles him and comes in on him.
Like how do you even test that? How do you, like, do you throw a dummy from that high to see if the net?
I think NASA.
You think NASA was
all
involved?
All those NASA brains.
Look, and there he is hugging.
That's got to be a Red Bull thing, right? Like the dude who jumped off the from the stratosphere.
Oh,
and the guy who tightrope walked the Grand Canyon.
See, that kind of stuff. I don't like that stuff. It just, it makes me so nervous.
Of those three, which would you do first?
I would do any of them because I'm a total adrenaline
junkie. I would not tightrope walk the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like if I practiced, but no. I don't like the fear of falling. So I've actually been skydiving, and it's really weird because when you skydive, you don't really feel like you're falling.
No, you feel like you're flying.
Right. But like when you bungee jump, it feels like you're falling, and it sucks. I hate, like, I'm an adrenaline junkie, but I don't like cliff jumping, like, because I don't like the feeling of falling. And I was just thinking not too long ago that I'm probably going to skydive again. Like, I don't know, my 40th birthday's in a couple years, or maybe Jim and I'll do it for our anniversary or something. But I thought, oh, I'll totally bring my kids and they'll be on the ground and watch like mom skydive. But then like,
how old do you have to be and would any of them go with you?
You have to be 18.
Oh, you do?
I'm almost positive.
Even if you have your parents with you?
I would never sign off on that because that's like too crazy. That's like if shit goes wrong, you're on the news as the worst parent on the planet. Like,
I mean, you're not wrong, but...
I mean, I want them to do fun stuff like that. Like, there's a zip line tour now that Rocky's old enough to do. So I'm gonna take them to do that. Like, I always want to show my kids every aspect of life. And if they don't want to do it, they don't have to. So, like, if one of them goes ziplining and they're like, oh, my God, this daredevil stuff is not for me, then I won't make them do it. But I want to show them.
I would love to zipline. I'm just afraid that I'm too big that I'll snap the line.
You might be too big because I know, like, for skydiving, they have height and weight limits and stuff
There's
like
no
that.
Way. I'd be twice the size of the dude I'm tandem to.
I've
got like three guys jumping with me.
They would have to like strap the guy to the front of you.
I have to have like one in front and one in back. Be like a Hoth sandwich diving down to the ground.
We should call a skydive company and
I couldn't
see.
Do it. I'd have a heart attack.
You wouldn't do it?
I don't think I could.
But we should at least call and see, like, what do you do if a guy who's 7 feet tall wants to skydive?
Right.
Can you make a Hoth sandwich?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. My gut would be like, they'd be like, yeah, sorry, dude, you're SOL.
Yeah.
But like, I would love to zip line. That I've always wanted to do that, but I'm almost positive that, A, if I'm not dragging my feet on the ground, that I'm just probably too heavy, and I don't want to get halfway down there and like have the line sag, and I'm like, well, and now I'm stuck.
Yes, because if you have to self-rescue on a zip line, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because you have to spin around and pull your full body weight, like, and it's normally uphill.
Nay. Yeah, nay, I'll pass.
Well, maybe.
See you at Subway.
Hey, Gary, will you write down, call some of the zip lines around here, and maybe this week you can do that and see if they've got any kind of like restrictions or anything? Because I've been wanting to go do that anyway. I mean, I've done it plenty of times.
That'd be fun.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, there was a period in my time, in my life, where I was like, I've got three babies now. I'm not going to do anything crazy. And now I'm like, well, I can show them, like, hey, you can do fun stuff like this.
Sure.
But then mommy splats on the concrete, and I'm a really bad parent.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know that skydiving is not any more dangerous than driving a car. Driving
a car
is way more dangerous.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, if I'm jumping out of a plane with no freaking parachute, I don't care how much I practice it. My kids are not standing at the bottom.
Oh, no. I think that's where the line is. I don't think I'd bring my kids to see that.
That's crazy.
Even though you said you and it is, it's safer than driving because there's many obstacles that you could hit driving. There's only one obstacle you could hit when you're skydiving. The problem is that obstacle is Earth.
and it's not going anywhere.
No, you're not going to go around. You're not going to swerve around that one.
And then did you see there was a hot air balloon accident over the weekend and 16 people were dead?
Yeah.
Like, that's another one of those things. Like, the water slide.
They were trying to figure out what the cause of the accident was, and I'm going to say, again, Earth.
Earth, yeah, being in a balloon. Like, that's one of those things that have never looked safe to me.
No, I couldn't do that.
And there's no, like, adrenaline rush, because it's not, like, fast. No, it's just, like one... it's, like, one long, slow anxiety attack.
It's like that water slide that your kids went down.
Yes, it's exactly what it's like. So, I've always been scared of doing a hot air balloon ride, because I'm scared something's going to happen. But I'm like, oh, you never hear about that. And then, sure enough, over the weekend... probably a whole family went down in one of those suckers. It was on fire, and it was horrible.
That's what you get for putting all your family in one basket.
Ah! You are such an asshole. Ah! You can send your hate mail to heykelly@kellymano.com. Attention, Hoss.
Yep. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie. They all crumble. Try to get close, say your head gets smacked. My mother, Nick, don't call me doggy dog. It's got my back. Never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'm going to continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if you're I have to put the smack down, yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
How you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you. You, shoot. The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby. That sounds sexy. Here I go again, okay. Girls. What's my weakness?
Chillin'. Yes. Did I tell you that my husband is mad at us?
At us?
Yeah.
Is this going to be another 6-year thing where someone's mad at me and I don't know about why?
No, because I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
Our sink started backing up in the kitchen.
Okay.
And it started...
I think you told me a little bit about that.
It started, like, leaking dirty sink water into the cupboard,
right.
You know?
I remember you telling me that.
And then, so we had to hire a plumber.
Okay.
And it was, like, $150. And he's like, I found your problem. And he unscrewed our drain. And there was a big hunk of blue glitter glue from... from painting our office with the glitter
wall. So the paint never made it through, like, the trap and the...
I think it was the glitter. Like, when
did it make it too heavy?
Like, I guess when we washed out the brushes...
Uh-huh.
Like, normally I just, like, wash the paint down the drain.
Right.
But I guess the glitter made it get caught up, you know? And so, yeah. So this glitter wall behind us that we thought only cost us what we paid at Home Depot or Lowe's, add, like, $1.50 onto that.
Totally worth it still.
Totally worth it. And then, so what's funny is that the repairman took the clog.
Right.
And I guess he put it in our yard.
Oh, no.
And then the pig found it. And the pig smelled the old food that was in the backup water. So he's, like, going to town on this piece of grass. And I'm like, what are you eating? And it's, like, mildewed and then all the blue glitter. And so then the pig had blue glitter all over his nose and... It's been an adventure this week.
Your pig rules.
My pig is ridiculous and continues to embarrass us in front of the neighbors. We have our electric fence set up.
Right.
Now, the people come out and train me on Tuesday, and they want me to have the pig on a leash. And I'm trying to explain to them that that's not going to work.
Can you put a pig on a leash?
Oh, he loses his mind.
You know, really?
Yeah, you know how when you pick him up, how he acts like we're killing him?
Yes, that's like you're stabbing him in the gut.
Yeah, that's exactly what he does whenever you put a leash on him. It's like the minute that he realizes that there's any kind of tension, it's like over. He's done with it. So I'm telling the people, I'm like, he's not going to go on a leash. And they're like, put him on a leash. We'll just try it. I'm like, you can just try it, but he's going to be screaming and all my neighbors are going to get upset. Speaking of neighbors... I met a new one over the weekend when my pig escaped.
Nice.
The pig did not escape. The pig's mother forgot to let him in.
Oh, so you let him out to do his business and
yeah,
forgot about
him. I let out the dogs and the pig, and it's been so hot lately that I've been like, let him out for 5 minutes, right back in.
Sure.
And this particular day, it was actually tolerable outside. It didn't feel like, you know, Satan's armpit. And the dog came right back in, and Piggy just looked so happy out there, like chomping the grass.
Just chilling out.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? It's really nice out today. I'm going to let him hang outside for a little bit longer. Walked inside, my Dory short-term memory, boom, completely forgot the pig was outside. So my my neighbor behind us, the fireman's wife, came over.
Okay.
And I've never met her before. I've met her husband once. She's like, hi, nice to meet you. She's like, you're the pig lady, right? I'm like, yeah.
The pig lady.
Like, here I am trying to make a good impression. She's like, well, he's like 4 yards down. And I'm like, what? And, you know, we have big yards here.
Yeah, you guys really do. So it's not like a short distance.
And so I look over there. He looks like he's dead. Like, he's like laying down. I'm like, oh, piggy, get up. And then.
Get up, Pinto.
Yes, Pinto, get up. You're embarrassing me in front of the neighbors. So I had to, you know, but he ate a bunch of grass and then he just
smoothed out.
Yeah, just flopped over in their yard.
That's a happy pig.
And fell asleep. Well, the thing is, the guy two doors down the other way has a garden.
Okay.
And if he gets in that garden, the guy's probably going to shoot piggy.
Has he not discovered the garden yet?
No, he has no idea. He keeps going the other way.
Which is good.
I'm like, thank God. But the shocker collars come in 2 days.
Okay.
So as long as piggy can stay in the yard for 2 days.
So piggy just had a snack and then took a nap.
Yeah, he was out there at least an hour, if not an hour and a half. I'm so glad that we didn't like lose him.
How's he doing with his male pattern baldness?
It's all gone. Like, he's pretty much naked now, and the new growth is coming in.
Oh, really?
It actually looks good. It made him look younger. He looks like a younger pig.
As the old stuff is going, the new stuff's coming.
Yeah, so if you go now, like, normally his hair is, like, 2 inches long at least. Now it's
his little mohawk?
He looks like he got a buzz cut.
Wow.
And he feels really good.
All right.
And he needs a bath, but we don't have a bathtub down here.
And you couldn't carry him upstairs because he'd freak out.
I can't. You might be able to.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try.
Since you brought it up.
He's going to squeal like we're sticking him in the gut. But right. If he needs a bath, dude needs a bath.
He has to have a bath by next weekend. Like, we're running out of time.
Would he be able to go down the stairs on his own, or do you think he'd freak?
No, he can't do anything. You'd have to take him up and then bring the wet
pig
down.
I can do it. It's not a problem.
Yeah. He's so heavy.
Yeah. Well, he's a pig.
I know, but he's like dense. It's like 60 pounds in like this little thing. So
have you thought about maybe getting a like a kiddie pool, plastic kiddie pool, and bringing it in the yard?
He wants nothing to do with those. Like, I saw these videos online of people's pigs playing in pools. So I went and bought him a piggy pool.
Right.
He never got in it once.
Could you just hose him down?
He'll run. Like, somebody told me to put a leash on him and then just start spraying him.
Oh, that'll go well.
Like, that would be the worst idea
what
ever.
What if Jimmy stood behind him with the Toro blanket?
Oh!
And then you sprayed him down.
Not a bad idea. All I know is...
And I'm not saying, like, put it on, like, the super heavy blast, like a gentle rain shower head.
You know, our neighbor is a fireman. Maybe he can just bring the truck, one big
blast.
They
just blasted out of that and nothing raw can happen there.
One blast and, like... what?
Put him through the side of the house?
It'd be like a 10-second bath. Clean pig.
You don't have a hole in your house the shape of piggy, but hey, you know, whatever.
I should give each of the neighbors $10. Okay, just stand in your front yard with this wet wash rag. I'm going to put a bunch of soap on the pig, and when he goes by, just rub him once. And by the time he gets back home, he'll be clean.
Or, like, back in the days when you had birthdays, you had to go through the spanking machine, have everybody line up in a row, put food at the end, and as he goes through your legs, you just have to towel him off.
I forgot about birthday spankings. How perverted is that?
Yeah, welcome to the 80s when no one really cared about stuff like
no.
that.
No. Did your teachers all have paddles?
Mine didn't. My principal did.
Yeah.
And I never experienced it because I was a good kid and never went to the principal's office, but I know our principal had one.
Our teachers had paddles and they would name them and like they would even decorate them. Like some would put holes in their paddles.
That's a little sadistic.
For like resistance to like, you know, and then they would name them. And then I know that one of our principals, she was a woman. She always wore heels and she would take off her heels when she'd give somebody a swat so she could like get a step or two in. And I remember my mom saying, because I was a good
kid too.
Those
are people looking for reasons to hit a kid.
Yes. My mom's like, don't you ever, if somebody tries to give you a swat, you go to that office and you tell them no. Because my boyfriend would always get swats. Like, at the end of the day, I'm like, he's like, yeah, I got 3 swats today. Like, literally, kids have no idea. Could you imagine if one of Rocky's teachers was like, get out here in the hallway and grab your ankles?
They would be in prison.
I'm going to hit you. But it wasn't like this happened 90 years ago. It just happened.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the swats... I guess it was like right after we left junior high was when the SWAT started kind of going down.
Yeah, I'm not for teachers like SWATting kids, but I do think that, you know.
There's a middle ground on this.
Yeah, there needs to be some more than like, I'm sorry, time out, F you. Timeout just means I get to sit in a corner for 5 minutes and think about how I'm going to do what I just did in a sneakier way that you won't catch me.
Yeah, something happened with the kids and the schools and the teachers really fast because it was in the time that I went to college. So when I was in high school, I felt like teachers were our authority and that people, for the most part, listened besides like the crazy burnouts. And then I went away to college and my first job back was a sign language interpreter. So I was right back in the schools again and I was paired with a deaf student and I'd go from class to class with her and interpret the teacher's lesson. And like, it was just within those couple years that kids just became a-holes to teachers and we're no longer scared of them. I'm like, what happened?
I think a lot of it is because it starts at home. Like, you can't discipline your kid anymore. If you say no to your kid, if you discipline your kid anymore, you're going to get child services called on you.
Yeah, God, we were in Quick Trip the other day.
Kids have no fear.
No. Libby Lou, oh my God, she wanted this stupid candy so bad in Quick Trip the other day. I probably told her no 70 times. Mm. And she's like, but why? But why? But why? But why not? Why not? Why not? Why can't I have it? I just want to... And I'm like, and I almost broke, but I didn't.
When I was a kid, my mom said, you can ask once, and I'll give you an answer. If you ask a second time, there's going to be problems.
That's how my older kids are. But apparently, I just gave up with the third one.
Well, you know what?
But it may not even be you. She broke me and I'm exhausted.
But it may not even be you. I mean, like, I'm sure she sees it when she's at school or around friends. Like, kids have no fear anymore of authority. None.
And Libby Lou is stubborn and headstrong and tough and resilient. And even though it drives me crazy now, those are all the things I'm going to want for her as a grown-up.
Sure.
You know, those are things you can't teach people. And so somebody like Libby Lou, who pushes and pushes and pushes and pushes and pushes, is going to have it made when she's older if she wants.
Right.
You know, but we'll see. It remains to be seen.
I get it. And that is why I don't think I'm ready to be a parent.
Yes,
because I would have lost my mind.
Well, I do lose my mind a lot. That's part of it. But you could do it. It's just, yeah. I think I should have had more kids. I think the more kids I had, the more relaxed I got.
I think that's every parent.
Yeah.
The first parent, you're like, oh my God, we can only do this and that, and the book says this. By the third one, you're like, whatever, it's cool.
The book is a doorstop by the third kid. You're not, I wish I would have done that earlier. So your parents probably like overanalyzed everything you did because you were their only child. You were their
only
measurement.
I think my dad did.
Yeah.
My mom was pretty much like, whatever, because she was around kids.
Yeah.
She taught preschool. Yeah. She, and you know, and everything else. So, like, she knew, like, kids are resilient.
Yep.
They're going to bounce back.
All right. Do you want to talk about Nick and Melania when we come back?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, look at him. He's the cutest brother in here. And he's coming this way. Ooh.
And the B wanna get with me, cool, but I'm wicked G. Yeah. It skins, but never quickly. Right. I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it. They want my.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Junior Mafia.
I like this.
Now fun.
I forgot we were doing a show for a minute.
Yeah, I just jamming out.
I picked up my phone for like a second just to look at the time, and then I was on Facebook within 9 seconds, and then I was like, why is everybody looking at me?
Well.
Like, you're supposed to be doing something.
I thought you were just feeling the song.
No, but I want to talk to the listeners out there for a minute.
All right.
If you like the show, share the show, because we're getting ready to go full steam ahead. This move has kicked my butt.
As it does.
Yes, and so we are full steam ahead with two shows a week, and I've got 4 tickets to Gwen Stefani to give away.
I need to bring over my code so we can buy more stuff.
Yeah, I've got my codes too, but we need to give those away.
All right.
And I thought about just doing an old-fashioned, if you like the show, share the show, and I draw a winner.
Yeah, do it.
Because I was going to do like this video, you know, which I think we'll save for something else.
Make them share it and rate it.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea. So I have 4 lawn tickets to Gwen Stefani to give away. It's coming up on, I think, Wednesday, August 10th.
Yep.
And so if you want to go to the show, let's say they got to share it this week. And okay. I will draw. What is Friday?
Friday,
I want to make sure they have the tickets in time to make
sixth,
plans.
Fifth?
So yeah, so I'll draw a winner on Friday. So okay. All this week, you have to share the Kelly Mano show. You can share this show. You can share an old show. You just have to, we need to do like a hashtag.
Yep. Share us and rate us.
How about just hashtag the Kelly Mano show?
Yep.
And then, on Friday, I will go into Facebook and search hashtag the Kelly Mano show. And everybody who posted about the show and how much they like it will go into a drawing and somebody's going to win 4 tickets to Gwen Stefani.
There you go.
That sounds like a plan. I'm taking Lucy with me.
Oh, that's going to be great.
She's so excited.
Is this going to be her first show? No.
No, she went to Taylor Swift, but it was a big bummer because Taylor Swift was indoors. And it was so overstimulating, and Lucy gets migraines anyway.
Oh.
And it was like a poor girl's like with migraines. It was a nightmare. She got a migraine. She started crying. She fell asleep.
That sucks.
I felt so bad for her. She did like wake up for the very end. Like with migraines, it hurts so bad. It knocks you out. So she did wake up a little bit. So we're going to Gwen. It's outdoors.
Yep.
First of all.
I hope it's not super hot.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's hot, it's fine. But I'm going to bring her earplugs and sunglasses.
Good.
And I'm going to give her ibuprofen before we go.
There you go.
And so hopefully, you know, with those, if I start seeing that she's not feeling good, then we'll go for a walk.
There you go.
Like when we saw Taylor at Scott Trade, even if you go out in the hallways, it's still loud.
You could always sit on the backside of the hill.
That's true. And, you know, Taylor Swift gave out like 30,000 globe bracelets.
Yeah.
Like the whole place. Like, I swear to God, I can't believe people don't have seizures at her concerts.
Right.
I mean, she was amazing. Don't get me wrong. But it was overstimulating for me. And I don't have migraines.
Yeah.
So this will be Lucy's first. I took her to Justin Bieber when she was like 4 or 5. And that was really more for me.
Sure.
She didn't completely get it, but she liked it and had fun and fell asleep and woke up for the 2 songs that she knew. And then Taylor and now Gwen. So I love going to concerts. So
me
I
too.
Can't wait to like, and Rocky loves music. So I can't wait to really get him into, you know, music and go into stuff. And that's the fun part of having kids is getting to push all your crap onto them.
Right.
You know? So we are getting down to the wire. Well, kind of. What month are we in? August?
Tomorrow we're August.
August, and then that means my mortgage payment's due.
Yep, Monday morning, bright and early.
We had a nice little honeymoon period of like you don't have a mortgage payment for 45 days after you move.
Oh yeah,
damn it. Guess I should get on that.
I refied like at a perfect time where I didn't have a mortgage payment for 2 months, and it was great.
That's awesome. We've thought about refining this house already.
Yeah,
I really don't want to, but like we bought it for so much less than.
I mean, I think if you refied it, you'd have a lot of equity in it.
We would, but I think we need to wait like 6 years, and then we can just like pay some stuff off. And I hate being a freaking grown up.
I know, adulting sucks.
I know, like when we moved, I didn't open mail for like 2 or 3 weeks. It's like your car insurance is being canceled, and your water is going to be turned off. I'm like, I just didn't open my mail for 3 weeks.
I know,
like how did it.
I just want to hang out and play video games for a couple of days. Like, can I do that?
God.
No.
That's what was so great about
bosses want you to like work for your paycheck.
The weekend of my 23 reunion, I'm like, I just want to be a kid for like one night and spend the night at my friend Julie's.
Yep.
And yeah, it was amazing.
That's kind of how this past weekend was for me. Like
having friends in town.
Last night we were up. I mean, we weren't up as late as we were in college, but like we were up late and just joking and goofing around.
Yeah.
I think the kids were bored. They're like, oh my God.
You're so
boring.
They're
talking about their old stuff again.
I know. Oh, and then so if we're in August pretty much, then the election's in November.
Yep.
What the hell
I've gotten
is our country going to do?
4 calls today about the election. And I'm like, dude, stop calling me.
Oh, I really, like, just my gut instinct. First of all, I'll never tell anybody who I vote for because it's none of your damn business. But my gut instinct right now is, like, for the first time ever, I have no desire to vote. None.
The South Park prophecy has come true.
Which is?
And we truly are picking between a giant douche and a turd sandwich.
Yeah. It's like a fork and a light socket. Top socket or bottom socket?
Mm-hmm.
Trump or Hillary?
There is
a... How did we do this? How did it get to this?
Because America's angry. That's how we got to Trump. Because America's angry. There is, and I don't remember the team. I believe it is a minor league baseball team in Wisconsin, I think maybe Milwaukee, is having a bobblehead night. And you can choose which bobblehead you want, the Hillary Clinton bobblehead or the Donald Trump bobblehead.
And did they have they had it yet?
They haven't had it yet. You know, I think it's really smart.
Donald Trump is going to be our president. There's no way Hillary's going to win.
I don't know.
There is no way Hillary's going to win. And I like that is my outsider opinion, and I don't really want to say out loud why. There's no way Hillary is going to win.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I go back and forth. There's times where I think Hillary's going to win. There's times where I think Trump's going to win. I think that it's going to be closer than people think. And I think it's going to be just like, was it 06?
The dangling chads?
Yeah, I think it's going to be like 04 where like...
The dangling chads.
Yep, the election's in November and we come to January and still don't really know who won.
Yeah, the dangling chads.
Because the thing is, and the reason I say this is because the way she acted in 08... If Hillary loses and it's close, she's not going to concede.
Yeah.
Remember, like, they damn near had to force her to concede the nomination to Obama in 08. She wasn't going to do it.
Right.
And it was obvious she wasn't going to win.
If she does win, can you imagine how many balloons will be at that one? I mean, we saw the display of balloons just at her little speechy thing. Did you see Bill Clinton on stage looking like a just like the happiest old man in the retirement home playing with the balloons? Like he had him like two sets of boobies, and he's like, "Woo!"
Of course they were. There was a tweet that was pushed around, and I don't know if it was real or not. I really want it to be real.
Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton supposedly tweeted something like, "Donald Trump thinks that all the Bernie or bust people will get his vote. They won't vote for me. Hey, Donald, how does it feel to put your stuff where it doesn't belong?" And the reply, according to the picture I saw from Donald, was, "I don't know. Ask Bill."
Oh,
which sounds like something Trump would say.
Yeah, like if you're going to have an affair, just don't do it in the 4 years you're the damn president. Like, just keep the willy in the pants for those years.
Let's be honest. Clinton didn't do anything
that
many presidents haven't done. He was just too stupid and got caught.
He was very stupid. I mean, he was.
Do you think if Hillary wins, Bill hands out cigars?
I sure as hell hope not. he's leaving stuff on dresses. And
I mean, how dumb do you have to be?
And she kept the dress.
Of course she did. That's a golden ticket. I would too.
It's a golden something.
I mean, I would. That's my meal ticket right there.
Right here, yeah.
You can deny it all you want. That does not lie. Guess what, sir? That is not donut glaze.
That is not going to the dry cleaners. I'm going to frame it.
Yep.
Girls are so gross. We keep the grossest stuff you guys don't even want
Girls are worse than dudes.
Girls are disgusting.
You're just extraordinarily smarter than us.
Yeah, I'm not even
going to... And more conniving.
This has been a relatively clean show, so I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. But yeah. There are... I can tell you some stuff off the air.
Oh, I'm sure. Keep.
But what we were going to talk about was Melania being neck and naked.
Apparently the New York Post Sunday ran a picture of Melania Trump naked on the front page, which...
She don't care.
Hell no. If I was a woman and I had that body, I'd go grocery shopping naked.
And Donald probably doesn't really care either.
Nope.
They're just trying to get Americans to be shocked. Like, oh my God.
And it speaks to the double standard, which is we have to outwardly act like we're shocked and disgusted and shamed that she would do that. And I guarantee you that issue of the newspaper sold out hella quick.
Probably.
And it is not because people were upset about it.
No.
It's because inwardly, everybody wants to see everybody else naked.
Not everybody.
Well, you know what I mean.
Not everybody. Not everybody. Do you think that, like, I mean, like, Melania's not even, like, Donald Trump and Melania remind me of people who, like, that's not even a real marriage. Like, how often do they possibly see each other? They probably have their own wings of their home. You know, and I'm not saying that Bill and Hillary have that much of a better relationship, but like, I'm not like, I don't know.
Honestly, I think probably that Trump and Melania is a more real marriage than Bill and Hillary.
Really?
I've thought for years that the only reason that Hillary stayed with Bill was because it was a way to get into the White House. That whole thing to me seems extraordinarily calculated and business relationship.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially when she stayed with him through all these women that stay through these affairs. Where are the ones that get up and are like, F you, peace out, and leave?
Yeah.
Like, every time there's like a politician or an athlete or someone, you know, I will just never forget. I think I was in college when Kobe Bryant's on the news crying with his wife next to him holding his hand.
Yep.
Like, if you want to get through an affair, good for you. I think that's amazing, and it's really hard for couples to do. I'm not saying don't work out an affair.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, don't hold his hand on television 48 hours later. You should still be kicking his ass in that window.
Yeah, well, remember what was on her hand when she was holding
that
it. It was a gigantic purple
ring.
Diamond.
Good Lord. Lord and mercy.
Yep, hit him up.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say to that.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
There, you know, and I don't know Kobe's wife, but...
It looks like they're happy now. It looks like they
looks
got
like they're happy,
it and...
but I'm assuming that he paid dearly, figuratively and literally, for that indiscretion.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a cute girl.
No, it wasn't.
It never is.
No, it's not. It's because when you're in that position, mm-mm. it's... You do it because you can, not necessarily because you want to.
Yep. This I know. So, yeah, there's our show with no prep. It wasn't a total train wreck.
No, it wasn't.
I can't say train wreck, apparently. You know what? Speaking of train wreck, because it made me think of the movie, I didn't get to see Bad Moms this weekend.
I haven't seen it either.
I really want to go see it.
Tuesday night is cheap movie night.
Is it? I've got something on Tuesday. Where's my calendar? I can't find it. Anyway, so... If you like the show, share the show. We say that all the time, but we really, really mean it, because especially now, because the kids are going back to school in a freaking week.
That's crazy.
In 1 week.
That's
gonna...
insane. Both of my friends are teachers, and they said that their kids start Monday.
And so so I'm really excited.
I'm sorry, a week from Monday, yeah.
I'm excited to really put more effort into this show and like get my photography business back on track. And by back on track, I just mean organized. I'm still shooting and editing and things like that. But we have a desk now.
That's awesome. And it's a very nice desk.
Isn't it? And yeah, the studio is almost done. We're going to have to do some kind of like exclusive studio tour for people on our chat group.
All right.
Because we have a Facebook chat group. If you just go to Facebook.com and look for like Kelly Mano.
The chat group, which has really just turned into watch Gary and Chris post pictures of Britney Spears.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But no, there are some things that I'll talk about in there that I won't talk about on my regular Facebook page that like my old teachers can't see and stuff like that.
Sure, of course.
I don't think my mom knows about the group yet. She hasn't asked to join, but she also doesn't know how. So
yeah.
She's still working on learning how to listen to the show.
Yeah, it sounds like my parents. My dad still does not understand how people listen to us. He doesn't like.
Does your mom have to set it up for him?
No, he waits till they're in the car with me. He's like, can you put the show on? And he'll listen when he's with me.
Oh, God, but that's miserable. I can't listen to my own show. Like, yeah. I have never gone back and listened to this show. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, look at me. I'm so vain. I can't. Like, I seriously can't, because I'll second guess everything I said. And then I think I'll change the way I do the show, because I'll start critiquing myself. And so nobody likes the sound of their own voice, people in radio.
Yeah.
And so I don't go back and listen to the show unless it's like for a sponsor reason. Like, if I have to listen. Because of, you know,
make sure you got a read write or something.
Right. Oh, I'm pressing the wrong thing. That's why it's not working.
Oh, see?
Damn it.
Damn computers.
No, it's because I'm trying to operate a mouse left-handed.
Oh, that'll do it.
I'm pretty ambidextrous, but I have not practiced the mousey thing very much. So yeah, I'll get used to this setup, and we'll give people a little tour, and we need to start getting some guests in.
Yeah, for sure.
We have so many people we need to have in. So many.
Yep. We got a long list.
We do. Because a lot of past guests are wanting to come back, too, like Dr. Simkiss and Lisa
Keeney. He's awesome. She's awesome.
Yeah. Like, Dr. Simkiss is going to come back. He's on this, like, campaign to get this marijuana bill passed. He wants to come and talk about that. If you know somebody who would make a good guest of the show or a sponsor of the show, the best way to get in touch with me is to email me. Don't send me a Facebook message.
True.
I get 9 million a day.
And if you know a girl who's hot and single, the best way to get a hold of me is to Facebook me, not email me.
Our email is heykelly@kellymano.com. Haas, you will be over it by next weekend.
I'm over it now. Yeah. It doesn't mean I don't want a hot single girl.
Yeah,
and single's really optional.
You can't get married quite yet.
I'm not looking to get married.
Okay. Because right now, like, this show is your wife.
Well, yeah.
And so... Yeah. No, you can't get married yet.
I'm not looking to get married.
I'm going to spray stinky stuff on him so nobody comes around him.
Don't do that, because, you know, I would like to, you know, have dates and stuff.
You caught Big Dick B.
I did catch Big Dick B.
on Pokemon. He sent me a picture. He goes, look who I caught. Everybody know that's Big
Everybody
Dick B.
Everybody know that's Big Dick B.
I cannot stop saying that. Like, even in front of my kids. Like, I know the girls don't even know what that word means.
I know.
I think Rocky does. But I'm like, I'll be in the kitchen doing dishes. I'm like, everybody knows that's Big Dick B.
I found myself walking around going, that's Punchy Rock.
That's
Pikachu. Everyone knows that's Pikachu. Everybody knows that's Big Dick B.
All right. If you guys, if you share the show and do the hashtag The Kelly Mano Show, you'll be entered to win 4 tickets to see Gwen Stefani. I love you for listening. We'll have some kind of show later this week, and you can share that one too. And that's all. We love you, and we'll talk to you next week. Oh, until then, be good. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy, Hoss.
Nothing for the guys, but happy birthday, Magamoo. Daddy loves you.
Oh, happy birthday, Magamoo. All right, we'll talk to you guys later this week.
Thank you very much.